I'm Caleb.
I'm Haley.
And I'm having
coffee with Allison.
Coffee with Allison. Oh my God. You know what, Allison? Cheers. Cheers. And I have actually decided. Nope. I'm gonna take your coffee. Because, and I'll tell you why. I was not told that the community coffee was out. And I went to pour my coffee for coffee with my ex and my ex's ex. And realized
that's
there was
the
nothing
left. Title.
And she offered immediately to give me some of her coffee. And I said no.
You deny.
I've decided that I do want it. Allison has been here for how many days?
I don't know. Not that long yet.
I think about a week. And we were planning.
No, it's not that long yet.
No?
I got here on Saturday.
Oh. Yeah. Okay, so like 5 days.
Yeah.
And
it's been the longest.
We were planning on having you here for 14 days, and now we just...
No, 10 days,
10
right?
days.
I don't know.
Anyways, we just extended her trip again, so she is just living here all of November.
Yep. No home November.
No. but last night we watched the Billboard Awards.
Yeah.
And we made some clever notes and fun.
We did?
Yeah.
You did?
We have.
You made notes?
No, about what to talk about today. We have.
Oh.
What's on the list, Haley?
I don't want to say. It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing.
We've decided by reading your comments that you really like it when we just have very loose ideas and just.
Which
talk.
Is great because that's all we have.
Loose ideas.
Loose ideas. So yeah, we watched.
I'm going to get fired.
Every single time. Yeah. Every single time. They can't hear it, but I can.
They can't hear it?
They can't hear it.
Oh, that's funny.
I thought you just had an existential crisis.
I am. Thank you for asking. we watched the Billboard Awards, and it was interesting. Number one, Kelly Clarkson is an amazing host, amazing woman, talented, just show-stopping, never been done before. And I love her so much, and she was the best part of the Billboard Music
Awards. She's incredible. Her ability to just carry a show and read a teleprompter, but also not seem fake and just seem so funny.
And she carried that show.
Yeah, I think that's what makes her good, is that she is normal. Like, she's awkward a little bit, but she makes fun of it.
Not in, like, the awkward, like, let me go die way, like a lot of hosts
are. Like, just like a normal person, like, she acknowledged that it was weird.
Yeah.
And,
at the end, she was like, and if you didn't have a good time, my bad.
Which is, like, our motto for life.
Yeah, exactly.
It's us.
And she's a very warm hugger. She's,
you know...
She embraces you when she hugs you.
He will not... let an opportunity to
literally
say
literally rubbing
has met
salt
her.
In the wound like he thinks it's funny, but I'm
it's
just
really
going
rude
to up
us.
And quit.
Yeah. It's rude.
But also Doja Cat.
So cute.
Doja Cat. I forgot BTS performed.
Think that we can all agree that the three performers last night were BTS, Doja Cat, and
Vogue.
Oh, yeah.
So good. I feel like the other performers just, like, lacked stage presence.
Yeah.
It was a
and the
high
three
school
of them.
Demi sounded really good.
She had stage presence because obviously her song was intense and, like, she was looking at the camera.
Yeah.
So it was a different kind of performance.
Yeah.
But the three of them were just, like, so captivating, and the other performers just kind of fell flat compared.
Yeah.
Regarding Demi, can you imagine having the courage to go out there and sing that song knowing that if you make one mistake, that the Republican Party, not even Republican, just like Trump is going to destroy you and be like, couldn't even remember the words to her song or missed that note.
He doesn't know. He has a worse vocal ear than me. So he wouldn't know. He wouldn't know. She must
know. So much pressure. She has so much courage.
Yeah, she really does.
Especially after she just lost her fiance. I mean, not
she
law.
She'll lose her fiance.
That's a bad way of wording it,
but. He deserves it. He lost her.
Don't you dare talk about Selena Gomez if you want to be married to Demi Lovato.
No, well, he said that apparently, what he had said, he was talking shit about Demi Lovato, too. Talking about how she's overrated. Yeah, and how Selena is, like, clearly, like, the best, like, one of the two, like, comparing the two, like a psycho.
Oh,
no. That is so weird.
Yeah, that's weird. That's probably why she's like, fuck that. Dodged
yeah,
a
she's
bullet.
Not, like, worried.
She's, like,
she's fine.
She's fine.
Gosh. Can I imagine, like, dating a celebrity and having to go through all of my tweets and being like, did I ever talk about them?
Right. Just, like, that's why you don't talk about people.
I know, but it's like when you're not in the entertainment industry, celebrities are not real people to you. So you, and then like one day you meet them and you get engaged to them and you're like, oh wait, I forgot that like I lived a life before you.
I'm really upset because I was going to come in hot with something and I can't even like remember it. And I,
it's okay. You can keep thinking while we talk about BTS because
Caleb has a new bias.
It's just, I love J-Hope so much now. And I really only cared about Jimin and Jungkook before this.
Yeah.
And I think J-Hope's facials are so cute. That's what happens
is you, once you start down the rabbit hole, you like, the first thing is there's someone that you are drawn to. And then the more you watch, you notice new people and their personalities. And then you like that. It's just like, it's a thing.
It's, I, the, it as happens. Much as they perform, their stage presence and charisma and just genuine fun they have on stage is unparalleled.
Yeah, I just want to, I want that. I want
to
do that. I don't
think any entertainer or group comes close to them at this point.
I agree.
If you're not a fan of BTS, you should be a fan of BTS and watch some of their stuff.
Watched the concert this week.
Yeah.
I bought a ticket.
She flew to LA at literally like 10 o'clock.
I was like, I have to watch the concert.
The concert started at midnight and she watched it.
Oh, I did. God. And he wouldn't stay up and watch with me, and you're an idiot.
Because I was busy trying to fall asleep the whole time, and you got to sleep before I did that night.
Well, that's, so you should have watched it with me, and you would have at least had some serotonin.
It takes me 4 hours to fall asleep. You know this. Have you thought of your thought?
You're just sitting up.
There's nothing going on in here.
She was coming in hot with something.
I really was. I was thinking about it all last night.
I don't know what it could be.
Was it related to one of our topics?
I couldn't tell you. I couldn't tell you. Anyways, Allison, do you believe in ghosts?
No, we should start this off by lately we've been watching The Haunting.
I haven't.
On Netflix. Well, Allison,
you guys are living a whole different life than me. I go home and I sit. And I stare at the fucking wall. I have no one to talk to except for my cats. And I literally talk to them. So I'm so happy you guys have so much to talk about. That's why there's nothing going on in my brain. There's nothing going on in my brain.
Yeah, she's just living in our world.
Yeah, I don't have a choice of what.
When we get off,
I would have never chosen to watch that show.
Yeah. Once we get a bigger place, we'll be able to be separate. And you'll be able to, like, not be forced to watch what we want to watch. But we forced her to watch The Haunting, which is a new show on Netflix. Season one was The Haunting of Hill House, which was an incredible series. Would you agree it's one of the best written horror shows you've seen?
Yeah.
Great. It's just through and through. It's not just jump scares. It's thoughtful cinematography and storylines. There is, but it's thoughtful. And so this season we've been watching it, and Allison, first of all, thinks that only horror movies with real killers are scary. Like, paranormal is not scary.
Literally the opposite.
No, I don't think it's not scary, but I think more realistic stuff is scarier. Like, I've always loved the Scream movies, Michael Myers, Jason, like anyone that's like a deranged. I like those type of movies because, like, real people that can happen.
Which brings us to our problem. She does not believe that ghosts are real.
I've never had a ghost experience.
That doesn't mean that's not real. You've never experienced racism, but it's real.
Oh, we brought it there.
No, I'm saying
you came in hot. That was your plan, and you came in hot.
Oh my God. I'm so aggressive. I've always said, like, I am open to the idea, but I've never had an experience, so it's hard for me to understand and believe. Because I've truly never had an experience. I like scary things during spooky season. I like to go to a haunted house. I really want to go to the Queen Mary. I, like, want to go
But I'm not going with someone who doesn't believe in ghosts. Because you're going to be like, ghosts, like,
No, but here's what I think.
Come into my mind and body.
You die first in every horror movie.
No,
you die first.
Listen, I don't welcome the bad energy. I say that.
But like, you don't respect it.
I don't welcome it. Oh my gosh. I think the scarier part of haunted places is the fact that a real person could be hidden in there and jump out and
worry. Are you? Absolutely not.
Like a haunted house, a fun one. It's like, this isn't real, but like there could be a real killer hiding.
Oh my God.
Absolutely not. I would never think of that.
You by logic, you can't say that you believe in angels and demons, but not ghosts, because essentially ghosts are just demons.
Oh my gosh, they're not demons.
I mean, not all of them, but like it's in the same realm of like there's otherworldly things happening. So how can you deny one?
You're getting a lot right now. What I'm saying
So you don't believe in Jesus?
Yeah, what the heck? I just haven't had a negative ghost experience or a positive ghost experience. So what am I supposed to just be like?
I just don't trust going to haunted places with you, because to you it's like all fun and
games.
Yeah,
it's fun and games until you get fucking possessed.
And so,
no, I'm not going.
So she's what's like walking around the haunted house like, see guys, there's nothing here that you're asking for it.
No, yeah. I think that they're just like, we're not going to waste our time on her.
No, and that's the kind of attitude
that's going to get you possessed. I've gone 30 years without getting possessed.
Well,
sweetheart, they've gone centuries yeah. being ghosts. Like, they can wait.
They'll wait for you. They're waiting for you.
So somehow she's not scared of it, and it
no,
upsets
it
me.
Is no,
but
I
she's the
am not
first
not scared.
One who wants to go to any haunted place.
Yeah,
it's like
I like going to haunted places too, but I fully like am like, if I were to go to like a real haunted house, like mm-hmm. I would be scared.
I'd be messed up psychologically.
Yeah, but like I would want to go.
So you don't. Like, you don't want to go to like the Queen Mary or Eastern State Penitentiary.
No, I would do that. Oh,
okay. I would not.
I would absolutely do that, but I would go in knowing that ghosts are real and respect their boundaries.
How am I not respecting their boundaries?
You don't believe in their entity. You're not even acknowledging them.
But I'm okay. Like, once again, I'm not saying I do or don't. I just don't have
an opinion.
Yeah.
Here,
I don't know.
So you're not gonna believe
one. No. If they're there, they're fine. I don't have an experience with them, so I'm just chilling. We're both just separately living our
Are we?
Lives.
Are you? Or are they not?
Yeah.
Do they exist or do they not? See,
I've never explicitly said I don't think they exist. I said that I don't have an experience with them, so I don't.
So you and will no. believe in them once they possess you.
You put it in your mind that I don't believe they exist.
Okay, I need to move on from this topic.
You're so mad at me.
Next topic is dinner.
You know, I've always enjoyed eating dinner.
I don't remember the context
of this. This list is ridiculous.
Well, last night we were hanging out.
We had a good dinner last
and
night.
We did have a good
dinner. One of our favorite dinners as a group is, I think, Cameron's Wings.
Mm-hmm. And turkey meatloaf.
He feels bad, though, because every time I come here, like the night I fly in, that's what he's prepared.
Mm-hmm. Why is that bad?
No, it's good. But it's I feel consistent. Like he feels like it's the same thing, so he feels bad about
it.
Every time I'm like, it's great. It's fine.
There's only three things that Caleb and Cameron make.
Meatloaf,
chicken tendies, and the wings.
Taco salad.
And
I never eat the taco salad. I never eat the taco salad.
We have a lot of
It's one of our favorite meals.
It's usually too spicy for me.
Silly. Anyways, what did we have for dinner last night?
So last night we made wings, which we have Butcher Box. And so they
send us... this is not an ad.
So we have this unnamed meat delivery service.
Thank you.
You're so obnoxious. And
try to get the money, honey.
And so they send us wings, and so Cameron makes homemade wings, and they are incredible, fall off the bone. Haley made this wonderful kale mustard cabbage
Allison helped.
Salad.
I did
Allison
help.
Helped.
I cut.
Great crouton selection.
Mm-hmm.
That was Haley.
one of the best salads I've had in a while.
It was really good.
And then I made some sweet potato fries.
It was a really good meal. And obviously we thought so. We had to talk about it.
We really did.
I made my sweet potato fries in my air fryer, which is, I think, the worst air fryer on the planet.
It's just broken.
And from the day I got it, when you shut it, it doesn't know that it's closed. And so when you close it, it still says open. And so I have to shove a towel into the air fryer to keep it closed. Which is flammable,
yeah.
clearly.
Mm-hmm. That's not good.
But Cameron won't let me buy a new one. Because he won't let me spend $60.
You're doing this so that he'll get publicly shamed and you can go buy it.
Yeah.
That's what you're doing.
Well, granted, the one I want's $179.
Yeah, you're bougie. Like, you can't just get a $30
one.
I
want the Ninja Dual air fryer.
No, he's not wrong about that.
Mine works fine. Mine was, like, $40.
It does.
I know, but, like, you have to think, like, I feel like he's always, like, cooking a lot. Like,
we have three ovens going at a time.
That's true. I mean, I'm just a girl. I'm just by myself.
All right, next.
Triggered, I guess.
Electric cars.
Caleb? We should all drive them.
I don't remember that being on the list. What?
I was joking last night.
Was it me entering David Dobrik's giveaway?
I said throw electric cars on the list.
Oh.
Well, because you were saying that I think California is going to ban the sale of...
By 2035.
So wait, the plan is to not sell new ones? Right. Or, okay. So they're still going to sell, like, old models.
I'm guessing, like, yeah.
Used.
But no factory can produce a new car here.
Yeah.
That's... Is any other state doing that?
No.
That's intense.
Yeah.
That's very intense. But I wonder if that means that they're going to make electric cars more affordable by that time.
Well, they're going to have to do something.
Yeah.
Because I'm not buying one.
Because especially here.
What other brands? Like Prius. How much is a Prius?
They're still pretty expensive.
I think they're on like 20.
Well, is there other brands?
But Prius isn't electric. It's still gasoline.
Oh, they don't have an all-electric one? They just have hybrids.
They might have an electric Prius, yes. Hmm. But I know like traditional Priuses are just hybrids.
Gotcha.
But I know that every car company is now working on them. But 2035, I think, is also when Amazon and Apple have committed to be carbon neutral.
2035, if we make it there, it might see some turnaround.
I feel like
this... Is it 2035 too late? Just give up?
Well, I think that like they're going to be actively working towards it. And then that's just going to be the date when they're completely carbon neutral.
Yeah. I know that. But like, I'm just saying, like, if you're not producing any more gas cars and like carbon emissions are going to be net zero from like Amazon and Google or whatever by 2035, I just feel like we're already out of time. Let's get a move on, you know?
You know, it was really scary last year being at Zeitgeist, and it's this like kind of thing where all the CEOs basically of every major brand is there. And they were doing a presentation talking about the climate, and they were just like, yeah, guys, like, we're not sugarcoating this, like, we're all pretty much doomed. And they said realistically, like, they don't tell the public this, but they said the 15 years is what we have before we're actually a doomed planet.
Yeah.
And they were like, we have to not only stop producing things, but we have to invent a way to suck carbon out of the air.
Yeah.
They said, even if everyone stopped producing carbon today, we have to suck everything out. And it was just really scary looking at like all these CEOs who were faced with the reality that they like the planet was actually dying, and it was wasn't just like a hoax. And it was a really odd, sobering moment. Another thing from that, which is totally unrelated, is when they were talking about this is gonna trip me out. They had one guy explaining the concept of quantum physics. And
that's like dimensions, right?
Yeah. So like Google's developing quantum physics, and it's going to be, I think other people are as well, but he was just explaining the idea of like parallel universes and how like, yeah, and like another place, like you're doing this, another place you're doing this. And he's like, the audience kind of stopped for a second and they were confused and they were like, wait, so are you saying like it might be possible that there's parallel universes? And he said, no, absolutely. Like that's proven. Like there's millions of parallel universes of us right now existing, and we're just in this multiverse, and this is just one version of ourselves. I was like, oh,
just casual.
Oh, so that's not even a theory.
Can you imagine being teleport? Can you imagine being that smart and like knowing all that shit?
I can't.
No. What a hard like cross to bear.
I was just like, I wish I could unhear that.
Yeah, I'm sure he wished he could unlearn that.
Well, so here's on the electric car situation, I just want them to develop one that doesn't make me car sick.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, it's just like, I can't sit in a Tesla.
Like zoomy.
Yeah. It's like a go-kart. Like not a go-kart, like a golf cart.
It's,
yeah.
It's like nothing I've felt before.
The when you're in the back of it, you can get a little woozy.
Every time. I mean, within seconds.
But we also have like the lowest model, so it has no suspension, where the other ones are like stabilized and balanced, but our car is like, it's bare bones toy. It's a toy.
It feels like in The Sims where you, when people like cheat and make things bigger.
Yeah.
That's what it feels like.
Yeah.
It feels like it was like a RC car that someone cheated up.
Oh my goodness. Oh, Caleb, do you have any updates for the Free Britney movement?
Oh.
More talking about random things.
My gosh, I'm so happy you asked that. So, the update to the Free Britney movement is that Britney has finally, as of, I think, yesterday, the day before, her petition to hire her own set of lawyers was approved by the judge. Mm. That has not happened in 12 years. Wow. This is the first time that she is allowed to legally hire a counsel to represent her in court against her father.
I love that.
So, big win. And we're very excited. Very, very excited.
I like the way that sounds.
Also, I saw... I'm not done. I saw... So, Sam, her boyfriend, has been hanging out with her makeup artist from the Slumber Party video, which is where they all met.
Yeah.
And she posted in her story that Britney is officially running her Instagram account now. Like, she's not sending it to other people to post.
Ooh, wow.
Fun.
Which is a big deal.
I want to see how that differs or not.
If it doesn't differ, that will be a... That will be an observation.
That will be something to observe. Okay. Next. I asked everyone on the Coffee with My Ex Instagram, which if you're not following us on Instagram, follow us on Instagram at Coffee with My Ex, and that is my official plea to you to follow
so
us.
So monotone.
Also, Caleb, you want to talk to them about memberships?
Yeah, so we have memberships now on the Coffee with My Ex YouTube channel. I think most of y'all know about it, but if not, there are different tiers that you can join to support us. We have a tip jar tier, which is just you throwing some money at your local coffee shop, which is me and Haley, and sometimes Allison. But Allison doesn't get the money.
Neither do we.
Neither do we. No, we do, but it's... anyways, I digress. You can support us that way. There's also another level called Head Barista, which is where you get your name across the screen and you're just really helping us out. We really, really appreciate you. And then there's another tier, which is Cafe Owner, which is where you basically own us. And you can tell us anything you want us to do, and we will verbally shout out your name.
Really?
Cute. Yeah, you want to join?
I don't.
Okay,
but
so...
I love you.
Oh, and a little tidbit. Oh. You can't join from your phone, I don't believe. You have to join from a desktop or the desktop version of an internet browser. Otherwise, if you're trying to join from the YouTube app, you won't see the join button.
Cute.
Good luck.
Anyway, okay, so I asked everyone on Instagram, like, what they want to know about Allison, because I feel like every time you come on, they just want more of you. They're like, I want to get to know Allison even more.
That is nice to hear.
Yeah, so I have a few questions, part of you. Mm-hmm. Are you ready? First of all, how is Macy?
Macy is... alive and well.
Macy's her dog.
Macy's my dog.
How old is she?
She's 10 this year, which is...
double digits.
Yeah. I get sad because I never... like, when I got a dog, I didn't, like, think about that they don't... they're not here forever.
Yeah, no one... yeah.
So, she... this year has gone a little crazy, though. She...
as we all have.
She hit 10, and she was like...
I'm over this shit.
I am over it. But also, quarantine just made her, like, lose her mind. As soon as lockdown started and I was, like, home 24/7, and I was, like, trying to work out at home and I was cooking more, and she was just thrown off.
Her schedule was disturbed.
Didn't she hear an alarm or something?
Yeah, when I started doing my gym's workouts, they had a timer that would beep to do the workouts, and I'm not kidding, it... I've never seen her be so crazy. She was like, her eyes were crazy. She was panting, shaking. She was hiding behind and under things that I had never seen her do before.
It's not funny. I'm not laughing.
No, I know. And I thought it was maybe a one-time thing, and then it never really went away. So I took her to the vet. We got her on some medication. She's been doing better. She's literally on anxiety medication. Which is, I feel bad for her.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it suck to make it your whole life and then at the end of it be like, no, actually.
Yeah, she's been the literal perfect dog for 9.5 years.
Yeah. And she was like, I'm done putting on this facade for you. This is who I really am.
Yeah. But while I'm out here, she stays with my mom, and she's very happy there. My mom spoils her. My grandfather, my mom, like, lives with my grandpa now to take care of him. And they're both obsessed. My grandpa actually hates when I take her home.
Oh.
He's just like, oh, no, leave her here. I love her. And
Macy loves playing fetch.
So she has a great life. She is the best at fetch. She will never stop. She will do it for hours.
Stop.
Yeah, anyone that comes over, she just like drops the ball at your feet.
And it's a rabbit hole from there.
Yeah, you have to just hide it and say no.
Allison. Oh my God. You always seem so cool and unbothered. How?
This is a weird style of interview that you're doing.
This is her in the hot seat.
No, I seem so cool and unbothered.
Yeah.
That is called putting on a stage face. Love I feel that. Like I mean, I do have some times where I am those things, but I really go through a lot of.
You cry pretty consistently.
I cry a lot. But I just like, I know that people come to us for an escape of their lives. So yeah. It's not, I mean, obviously it's good to see that we're human. And
but where do we go?
Yeah. I watch a lot of people on YouTube and stuff too for that. But yeah, I mean, I obviously am the same as everyone and I go through hard times and I just feel like it's not the most fun to put on screen. And I'm also, I feel like not that comfortable with sharing a lot of intimate stuff myself yet. Mm-hmm. So that's probably why that it's like I'm not there yet to be able to talk about things that are uncomfortable to me, which I know may be unfair for the audience, but
you can share as little or as much as you want.
Yeah, it's your life.
Yeah, it's just hard for me to get to that point.
I think we overshare.
In this kind of setting, I think it's easier to talk about, but for me to be like put on my Instagram or on my YouTube, I don't know that I'm there yet. So
yeah.
But, like, if someone wants to talk to me, like, I'll talk to you. I've always been an open book with things that happen or have happened in my life.
Yeah.
It's just hard for me to be like, hey, guess what? I'm going to tell you something today to my YouTube channel. Yeah. I don't know. I like to be positive.
Yeah.
And that's why we're going to do Truth or Drink with you.
Absolutely not.
No.
We're going to get it all out there.
Absolutely not. No, absolutely yes. Because
you can't do that.
You
to asked people. For it. Like, I'm. Don't wish
and you asked for it when you did what you did. Okay, what is your relationship with money since we know about Haley's and Caleb's?
Oh, what does that
that's
mean?
Good.
Just like, what is your, you know what I mean?
Okay. I am scared of money. That's my like true Hollywood story.
Yeah. I'm scared of money.
No, I mean, I grew up with like not a lot of money with my family either. I feel like we kind of like ebbed and flowed of being able to do fun things and then having to like hold back a little bit because mm-hmm. of other like financial burdens.
Yeah.
But we were never like, I don't know, really well off. But my mom always, well, both my parents always really like made sure that I got to do whatever I wanted to do and that mm-hmm. money wasn't an issue for that. Like I got to dance as much as I wanted and I got to travel for dance and all of that. So like I've always been really grateful of money. And mm-hmm. then for myself, like as soon as I graduated college, I got an internship that led to the job that I have right now. So I didn't even move out of my parents' house. I mean, I lived with my friends for a little bit, but I was like, my plan was to move to New York. So I really like was saving money and didn't really understand how much it costs to like live on your own.
Yeah.
Until I like actually moved to Indy and was like paying for everything on myself. And then now I'm like so scared to spend money. And it's nice now being in the position that I am where I have a full-time job that I make money with, and then I save a lot of the money that we make because I'm so scared of having a future without being able to live. Like, I'm so yeah. scared of
so losing so them. Her relationship with money is
I'm scared. I'm just scared.
She saves out of fear.
Yeah, I just save as much as I can. What? But like, I want to buy like I want
yeah
like a car, and I want I mean I just bought a car, but like.
Like, but you ran your car into the ground.
Yeah,
like your
previous I mean, that car was...
I mean, the handle would fall off.
Everything was falling off. So yeah, I don't know. I save a lot, and that's just it.
Okay. What is your favorite and least favorite thing about working with your friends?
My favorite is because I am such an extrovert, and also whatever personality type loves to be around people, which I think is just being an extrovert. Mm-hmm. I love that because... And I love the creativity that we all have. Like, if we were working together, but it wasn't in a creative way, I think I would probably feel differently.
Yeah.
But, like, I missed creativity for a chunk of my life after college that it's, I'm just so happy to be doing that again. And especially with people that I'm so comfortable with, I feel like it just makes it special. And you guys literally make fun of me constantly
for, make fun of everyone
for like caring so much about memories and like, making sure to like document things and to remember it, because one, like, that's scary of like the unknown of the future. Mm-hmm. Like, it's I like to have memories because mm-hmm. you don't know what the future holds, but because I'm doing it with people that I love, it's just like mm-hmm. I'm happy and I'm
cool.
I just want to like remember it.
I love you. I really agree with you on memories. I know we make fun of you a lot, but I mean, I'm someone again who has every picture I've ever taken saved, and yeah. love to go back and watch videos and like read texts. So I get it. And
I think the balance of all our personalities just works, and it's weird, but it does. And so it's just like working with friends is. Good for us. And it doesn't always work for everyone, and mm-hmm. knock on wood, I guess, that it always will.
Cute. What's your least favorite thing?
Oh, okay.
Very, very careful.
Relax. You guys fighting. I don't know. It's just like, obviously there are...
It's like, yeah, we're like all best friends. Actually, no.
No. It's just like when things are not going well and... It's hard to, like, pick, like, be the happy people and pick up those pieces. Like, it's hard to navigate maybe hard conversations because I'm such a non-confrontational person and that's not my personality. So I think, like, that's a hard part of working with friends is because when it's just a colleague that... You have no relationship outside. It's
easier. There's no lasting effect.
Yeah. But when you are so close, then hard conversations are obviously worse because you don't want to hurt your friend. Right. Like, you don't want to hurt that person. And I don't know.
I think it's also hard when we're like, when the energy is bad or if we are in a tiff, but then... Like, then we have to go to work, and yeah, we're all going to work together, and our job is to, like, be happy and lift people up, and yeah. it's really, that, like, transition is really difficult.
Yeah. But then once we do it, like, I feel like we feel better. Like, yeah. once we put the smile on, and we dance, and we, you know, meet people or whatever, I think that helps alleviate the tension, and mm-hmm. then it's better, so.
Yeah. Your most favorite and least favorite TFM video.
Oh my god. You know that I don't know 90% of them.
Yeah, I know.
My most favorite, like, dance to do or literal video?
Video.
I loved Bloodline, even though I feel like it was a weird day.
That was a very stressful shoot.
But I really loved that
and
video.
Caleb and I were fighting.
Yeah.
I forget even why.
Because you sometimes just don't listen to me whenever like I am like right. And then you ended up just listening to me.
Yeah.
But it took a long time for you.
We were fighting light, too.
The shooting location?
Yes, because you wanted to block the entire thing. And I was like, it's not even going to look good. And so you did it in, like, this corner, and it was, like, fine. But, like, that's what I said in the beginning. But it took you, like, 30 minutes to arrive.
And fighting the light going away.
To that, and the light was going away. I was like, just do this.
Yeah. I loved the Seven Rings shoot, too. And, like, I always will have a special place in my heart for Me Too. It's just, like, really hard for me to watch that because I'm just a completely different person.
We're going to do a reaction video and we're going to watch it.
What's your least favorite one?
I don't know.
Well, what's your least favorite dance to do?
I don't have one.
You're fucking lying. I have, like, 12.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. I truly don't. No. I'm so sorry.
Oh, my wow. Caleb, do you
I
have
can't think of a least favorite one. I mean, I don't love to do... What was the Rihanna one? With the...
Work?
Yeah.
I don't... Meow.
Oh, I kind of like that. No, I like Needed Me. I don't know. I don't know that I have a least favorite one.
All right.
Bitch better have my money.
I mean, I also don't know the dances.
This is what you came for?
I also literally don't know S&M. The dances.
Okay. In your honest opinion, so how many years do you think TFM will last?
Oh, my God. This is dooming. Oh. I'm not answering that.
You have to.
I do?
Yeah. Or take a shot.
I think that is... rude.
You could say forever. That's
No,
but
I mean,
that's not what you're thinking.
But that's like, also like we're gonna get old. Years.
Yeah,
we're gonna get elderly.
So how
and
many
not
more
be able to?
Years do you think you have left in your like knees?
I mean,
isn't it weird? It's like you're moving here. You're like you're just now moving here, and we just celebrated the 6 year.
Yeah,
right. It's like we're just getting started. It feels like.
Oh yeah.
I mean, I would like to go like another like. 15, and if my body's still ready, then I'm.
We just saw each other doing sweat sessions for 15 years.
I could see. I feel like my pupils just dilated. I'm gonna be what 45? Like, if my knees are still here, then I'm here.
I mean, we'll swap you out after 40.
Swap me.
If my body's still going, then I'm still going.
Yeah.
Can I answer that?
Sure.
I think that I think about that a lot. And I think that
I think about it all the time. Like, what are we going to do eventually?
Every time my knee hurts, I'm like, you have an expiration date.
I just think we evolve. Like, I just, things will evolve.
Which I think modified is.
The world will evolve and we'll just, like, go with it. And maybe it doesn't look exactly the same as it looks right this second. Mm-hmm. But I still think we'll be... creating.
I think you age with your audience. So it's like as we get older, maybe we'll start doing dances that are again more for like an older demographic or things that cater to us. But also I think that what we're doing and what we're about to announce is a way to extend kind of what we do past just
moving
dancing. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what we need to be thinking about.
I'm not worried. Like we'll evolve and it'll change and it'll be fine.
Okay. Next.
The transitions are impeccable.
I want to get to all these questions.
Okay.
Okay. Would you rather be stuck on an island with Caleb or Haley? Why?
Haley.
I'm so sorry.
I almost put my arm around you.
I just feel like she is scrappier. She's going to like find and make food better.
That's fair. She's more of a survivalist than me.
I feel like she will just figure things out and just tell me what to do and I will do it and we'll be fine.
I feel like I'd make it a home.
Yeah. Like I'll be over there like weaving palm fronds to make a roof and I'll be like, what do you need me to do today?
Kind of fresh, kind of cute.
You're gonna be like, you're gonna be like, go get some firewood, get some like rocks and we'll like do that. Like,
yeah.
I'll just take
orders. I feel like maybe survival is like what you're best at. Just like you're really good at like making whatever you have your home and feeding yourself.
You're gonna find a way to make like whatever food is available, like gourmet.
Yeah. She is the best for like survival resources.
Yeah, I'm really sorry, but
I would take her too. I would take her too. Would you? And I'm gonna.
What do you think we would? What's our best assets for a island?
No, who would you take? Me or Allison?
Allison. And Caleb were stuck on an island together, we would just like sit there and just like, no, we would go from murdering each other to just like laughing about absolutely nothing. Like, oh, yeah. We would get stuck on a fucking island. Yeah. Of course, us, and we would laugh about it for an eternity.
Would you take Haley or Cameron?
Me?
Yeah.
The only reason I would still take Haley, sorry, Cameron, love you, is because Cameron is... There's no like business no one deals to happen. Yeah. Yeah, there's no like yelling. There's like,
oh my god, deals on this island.
If we were stuck somewhere in like the real world, mm-hmm. I would probably pick Cameron. Because mm-hmm. I feel like he would make some calls and get us out of whatever wherever yeah. we are.
I would not make a call now. I would thrive in an island in which I could not contact anyone. Okay, Allison.
Yeah.
How's your love life?
Pass.
I've gotten, there's probably literally 15 serious? Questions asking, like, what's your current love situation? Be general.
Yeah, I mean, I'm single. I, you know, have dated and just, it hasn't worked out, you know? And that's it is what it is. I'm not the girl for online dating. That's not me. The people I have met, it hasn't worked out, and I just am not on that anymore. I haven't been for like a couple years. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I don't know what the problem is.
Not you.
We talked about getting into a polygamous relationship with me and Cameron and you.
You know, yeah.
Haley was mad. She was like, why am I not invited?
Why am I not invited to this polygamous relationship? No,
I mean, there might be a time where I might need a donor if I want to have a kid. So, like...
You want my semen?
Oh. Don't say that word.
Sorry,
you're not your, not your you semen.
Want my, you, want my, you want my sperm?
Not your semen. I mean... Sure.
Okay.
That's gross. Cut that out.
Yeah. No.
The world needs to know the truth.
Okay. Can you do good impressions of Caleb and Haley?
I don't know. I can try.
So what we're gonna do today?
That was
Caleb. No way.
You sound like Porky Pig. That's exactly what you sound like.
Yeah. Pat, your pancake.
Yeah. And I feel like Haley is like...
Mm-hmm. It's like a stark difference.
Yeah. All right. I can't do it without laughing. I feel like you're just like... Are you serious? Like, that's what you're gonna do?
That's what you're gonna wear?
And so, the patriarchy did this!
That's too high pitch. It needs to go a little lower.
Try again.
I have nothing else.
Oh. You're just like, and that's the problem with racism.
And that's on white feminism. Okay.
Oh, my God.
That was it. Those are all my questions.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Thanks for the questions, guys.
What are your guys' recommendations for the week?
We're already there.
Yeah, we're at an hour almost.
I'm having the best time.
Now, that's a good impression of me.
You're rubbing off on me, then. Oh, my God. Don't start with me.
Oh.
I recommend that everybody watch The Haunting of Bly Manor, I think it's called. BLY Manor on Netflix.
BLY.
BLY.
In, if possible, in Dolby Vision and Dolby Atmos. Thank you.
Wow. I had something.
I have one.
Okay, go on.
I listened to the first episode of Trixie Mattel and Katya's podcast, and they were so funny.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, I think Karen just talked about it.
Their premise is, like, them as self-proclaimed, like, normal looking people. Mm-hmm. Like they think, they say that they don't feel like they're beautiful or whatever when they're not in drag, which I think they are, but their self-proclaimed feeling of themselves and their thoughts on beauty standards, the beauty industry, makeup, everything from like a normal looking person's perspective, mm-hmm. versus like, you know, beautiful people in on YouTube or in traditional media talking about beauty and stuff like that. So they're kind of just in a really funny way talking mm-hmm. about what they think about beauty standards and current events that have to do with that and stuff like that. It was really funny and cute.
Cute. I have two okay. that I feel are very important to me that I've discovered this week. I watched Dolly Parton's documentary on Netflix, and it was so good, and I love her so much, and it was just really nice. And then also, I discovered that Hillary Clinton has a podcast. And you can say
triggered a lot of our listeners. You just triggered a lot of our listeners.
What I'm gonna say is you can say like what you want about her, like whatever. Maybe she wasn't like the perfect candidate for you, or like whatever. But the podcast is lit, and you cannot deny that she's like one of the most like powerful women in politics. And I think that that's a really, she has a very unique like perspective, because I feel like she's not the first, but she's like one of the first like women in my lifetime, I feel like, that kind of I see as like a political powerhouse and one of the first like women I've seen in politics, honestly, mm-hmm. Be like get to that point, I guess. And I think she has a lot of like insightful things to say. And most of it, though, is her like interviewing other people. And I think she's just really good at that. She has a lot of good perspective, because mm-hmm. she's fun. One of the most powerful women in America, and that's just the tea.
That's the tea.
And that's the tea. Intentions?
I have been really negative about myself lately, and I'm gonna try to do better.
That's a good one.
That's a good one. I feel like that's mine every time I'm on. Yeah. So it's just a continuous work in progress.
Yeah.
My intention is to set or follow a weekly schedule as far as like wake up times and like workouts to mm-hmm. try to be more consistent, and then also to schedule like date nights with Cameron, because I feel like if we don't, we just don't ever make time to like dedicate to just hanging out
without, you guys should like, do work that
and stuff.
Mm-hmm. I'll take care of Juice. I'm here, you know, for 2 more weeks, so just go.
I like, they just keep coming at me. The weeks.
They never end. Doesn't stop.
I have your intention again.
What?
You to email anyone.
Guys, I emailed a therapist. I did my research, and I found one therapist that I was like, maybe. And I emailed her, and it literally left me on read. She left me on read. So if you guys have any good like referrals in my network
in the area,
send them my way. So my intention is to
call,
find a new therapist. I'm not calling. You cannot expect people with anxiety to call a therapist. That makes no sense.
Duffy.
Kelly. That's good.